Dad!
Parkway Drive on this Wednesday edition of the afternoon show. I am Phyllis.
And this is Tony.
And I'm Peaches.
That's right. I didn't know where you were earlier. I thought we were going to do the show without you. I'm like, where's Peaches? We don't know where he is.
He was missing something that large. Missing.
You go missing. But no, we got everybody in studio, so we can now play K-Bear Chaos Trivia every Wednesday and every time. My alarm's always going off at this time, too. I got it. Somebody tell me to change my alarm, please. Right. Set it. Somebody text me. Give me a reminder right now. Phyllis, change your alarm, because I always forget after the game. But yeah, K-Bear Chaos Trivia. It's just a goofy little game we've been playing for quite a while now. I get two people on the phone. I ask them simple trivia questions. And then the first person to two correct answers is going to win a prize. And today,
I'm pushing for harder trivia questions.
Yeah, he wants me to ask insane stuff.
Super, like, math hard questions.
No, I'm scared of math, Tony. I can't imagine what our listeners would feel.
I don't know them anyway, even when they're easy, so it's all good.
Especially if they're driving, I can only imagine they pull out a calculator.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, please don't drive. Please pull over. Dan on the phone. Dan, can you hear us? Dan? Dan, there you are, Dan. Yeah. Dan did pull over.
Good job, Dan.
I was on the phone. I'm pulling over because I didn't know what he was saying. I'm like, are you saying Dan, Vance, what is your name? It's Dan.
I respect that Dan pulled over. Good job, buddy.
Yay. Be like Thanks. Dan, where are you calling from?
I'm in Blackfoot.
All right. Okay. Blackfoot on the board. Dan, you are taking on Ashley. Ashley, can you hear us?
I can.
All right.
I also pulled over, too.
Good job,
Yay!
Ashley.
Yeah. We have the most awesome listeners in the world. Ashley, where are you calling from?
Pocatello.
All right.
Pocatello. Blackfoot.
This is going to be fun. I like this. Ashley coming in loud and clear. So, Dan, when you yell your name, you're a little muffled. Really yell your name so we can hear you, okay? Because Ashley's very clear.
Okay.
All right. You guys are playing for a Trivium t-shirt today. The codes work. I double-checked. The codes work. Last week we had a mishap. I'm sorry.
Phyllis sending out bunk
codes. I'm sorry. I'm trying to hook you guys up with prizes.
Gosh,
stuff's not
Phyllis,
working. Don't yell at me.
I was just going to give one of my band t-shirts to be nice.
Oh, okay. Right? Peaches with his own band.
Just in case.
Ultimate sacrifice from Peaches.
The peach pies
might
over
be,
here.
Might be the wrong size, but we'll go with it.
All right. Ashley versus Dan. Dan versus Ashley. Where's my... This is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the music. All right. Playing for a Trivium t-shirt. It's very easy. I'm going to ask you guys simple trivia questions. You're going to shout out your name when you think you know the answer. Wait for me to call on you. First person to two correct answers is going to win the shirt. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Question number one. Okay, this one's kind of, this may be hard, Tony.
Okay.
This is kind of hard.
Awesome.
Maybe. I don't know. Question number one. Name one of the phases of the moon.
Ooh.
Ashley.
Tony going, what?
I almost passed out. Like, what?
Ashley did get in there first just by a little bit. Ashley, go ahead.
A full moon?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
That's the one I was thinking of.
That is a phase. You have new moon, waxing crescent, first quarter, waxing gibbous, full moon. There you go. Waning gibbous, third quarter, and then waning crescent.
Did you say waning gibbous?
Yeah, what's a
gibbous? I was going to say waning gibbous.
Yeah.
Look at Dan, though, in the faces of the moon.
I don't even know what a gibbous is. That's a cool word, though.
Yeah. I think that's the larger, where it's not quite the full moon, but it's not quite a half moon yet. It's that little, it's got a little beer belly there.
That's a good band.
Lost, dude.
Yeah.
Right. My wife and I, we checked those out one day. We're like, what are those called?
Wow. Yeah.
Now he knows.
Knowledge is power.
Where's my the more you know button?
Right?
All right, Ashley on the board.
You know what that means, Dan.
You need this, man.
Focus,
you need this.
Buddy.
Question number two. What famous ocean liner tragically sank in 1912?
Ashley.
Dan.
Ooh.
Ashley had attitude, like... Ashley,
right. Ashley came
to play. Of course I know this. All right, Ashley, what is the answer?
Titanic.
That is correct, yes.
Our heart will go on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dan, you were were there. You were, like, just barely behind her, but she beat you by just a little bit.
I'm sorry. I love the Titanic, and I went to the Lux Hotel, and I stayed at the hotel with the Titanic.
That's awesome.
Is that why you had the Ashley answer? She said, I know.
Right?
Phyllis, shut up. I got this.
Just give me the T-shirt.
Well, congratulations on that win.
Good sportsmanship.
Yes, yeah, there thank we go. You. And you round know of what applause for Dan.
Like, well, he was a good player, too, you know? Competition, he's great.
Oh, you guys
I
are so
love
sweet.
This game. You guys are so nice.
And you're both good drivers for pulling over.
Yes.
Faith
and I have a kid in my car, too, so he's being very quiet, very cooperative.
Wow. This is amazing. Wow. You guys are awesome. All right, guys, thanks for playing. Hang on the phone for me.
K-Bear 101.